Saga Egmont presents If They Knew by Sophie Flynn, read by Tamsin Kennard. Chapter 1. Now, Hannah. All of the couples in the waiting room look just like us, scared, shell-shocked, hopeful. The man opposite us jigs his foot relentlessly, one leg folded at the knee, taking up all the space between him and his wife. She is dwarfed in comparison, her body so curled in on itself, it's amazing she takes up any room at all. Her eyes flit between the clock and his foot, as if it's his obsessive movement that's powering the tick of its hands. Charlie squeezes my hand, and I sit back in my seat. His legs are pressed together at the knee, straight, solid, still. His feet don't tap, his eyes don't roam the room. He simply stares at the door, waiting for it to open, waiting for our names to be called. It's not that this day doesn't mean as much to Charlie as it does to all other nervous couples in here. It probably means more. This is just the way my husband is. Unflappable, his mum often calls him. Cool in a crisis. And that's been helpful these last few years, when we have raced from one crisis to another, and I have simply let myself be blown away with it all, while he stands stock still, blocking as much of the impact from me as he can. Sometimes I've wished he would show some more emotion. I've screamed that at him more than a few times. But I've learned to recognise the signs of feelings in him now that have nothing to do with crying or screaming or falling apart. Where I flail around in our losses, Charlie goes stiff. Right now, he is more rigid than ever.
Charlie and Hannah Wilson?
The smiling receptionist appears from behind the door and calls us through. We've been here often enough for her to welcome us like old friends, and I feel the eyes of the other couple boring into our backs. There will be all sorts here. Couples on their first appointment, slightly misty-eyed about it all still, through to couples who've already got their little miracle safe at home and are simply here for a check-in. It's strange to think that Charlie and I are right in the middle. The doe-eyed magic of it all long lost in the mountain of paperwork, but not yet secure enough to be strolling through this door completely happily. I cross my fingers and shove them in my pocket, embarrassed at my own childish rituals, still with me after all these years.
Take a seat. Andrea will be with you in just a moment. Can I get you anything to drink? Tea, coffee, water?
It's been a few weeks since we've been here, and I'd forgotten the rapid pace at which the receptionist speaks. I rack my brain for her name as Charlie replies,
"No, thanks, Emily. We're fine."
He smiles. Of course Charlie remembers her name. Charlie remembers everything. She exits and leaves us in silence, both too nervous to speak or even acknowledge each other. Within a few moments, Andrea walks in, and I feel Charlie grow even stiffer beside me. This woman holds our hope in her hands.
Hannah, Charlie, how are you both?
She pulls out her chair and slips into it, smiling brightly as we garble our replies. A mixture of good, nervous, fine between us.
Good, good. Now, I know you're both probably incredibly anxious, so I'm going to cut to the chase.
My heart bangs in a haphazard rhythm, the space between her words feeling gigantic, like we could both get lost in it. The next words, Andrea says, will either be the start of something or the end. Suddenly, I'm desperate to stay in the between moment forever. I flick a glance at Charlie, who stares resolutely forward at Andrea, his square jawline hard.
I'm delighted to tell you that your application for Izzy has been approved by the panel.
Charlie breaks then. His hand flies to his mouth to contain the sob that starts to erupt. I'm so taken aback by it that I can't fully take in the news for a second. Instead, transfixed by my strong, silent husband finally letting his emotions get the better of him. If only for a moment.